beach that we're going to land on now looks to be very hot from here. We can't see it too well from our position here on this side of the superstructure, but we can see those geysers from bursting mortar shells and artillery shells being tossed up in the air. And also, the land just beyond the water, just inland of the beach itself, seems to be aflame. You can obviously hear this gunfire going on all around us now. We are now inside the screen of warships. There's no more warships between us and the beach. We look out to the stern of us now, and there are hundreds of craft flying out there. But between us and the beach, nothing except a few amphibious craft that are on the beach, disgorge their tanks, and some of these Amtraks and Higgins boats that have already let go their troops. They're still beached in there. As the water's being churned up quite a bit in between us and the beach now with the bursting of these shells. Amtraks are churning back and forth with their loads of Marines, and we can see one. It looks like a tank burning in there on the shore. The fire is burned down low in it. Oh, it's a Jeep on the shore that has been hit. Well, we can't say any more than that. Looking through our glasses now, we're just a couple of hundred yards off the beach. We can see these Amtraks pull up along the beach and dozens of Marines around each one of them performing their various duties. Trying to free them, if possible, and get them back out to haul in more Marines. We can see lots of wrecked material over there on the beach. And you can no doubt hear the bursting of these shells. Bursting all around us. Looking out to our right now, we can see that Japanese destroyer and those Japanese LSM. They are really wrecked and corroded. They're all rusty and completely out of use. Even if Tojo had any idea of using them now, he couldn't. Tojo isn't going to get much use out of this item from here on in.
And now we're streaking in to the line of departure. That means we are going to the line from which we will shortly leave. You can hear our motor, the engine of this tank glider, roaring as we move quickly through the water up to a distance of about 2,000 yards from the shore. There's all hell to pay directly ahead of us. The beach looks as though it's practically on fire. We've now heard word that casualties in those first waves were very light. The terrific roar around us is coming from mostly from our own amphibious tractors. There go American dive bombers going down on the beach, back of the beach. We can see the beach very clearly now. I'll tell you one thing I'm thinking right now of my home, of my wife and my little daughter, and I hope they're all right. And I hope I come back to them all right. That's about what you think of now. I tried to get some of these men to talk, but I know deep down that's what they're thinking of. Oh, they're big Jap stuff dropping in the water up ahead of us a little. We'll probably have to go through it. There's great clouds of black smoke. What was that? Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, we can see machine guns on the cliff now. Directly ahead of us, firing out at us. Boy, they're coming straight at us now. I think we're a little out of their range. I'm not sure. Also, the fire... The whole wall is covered with smoke. There we've hit it. We're grounding on it. We're up on it. We're up on it. In a minute, the ramp will go down. And then going to scream out. Mine Tom has just wished everybody good luck. Everybody's sort of... Machine gun just fired. Our machine gun just fired. From the fast shot. Three or four shots. You probably heard it. The men are now going out ahead. They're moving out ahead of the half track. Boy, it's up to my knees. I think my pistol got wet. I don't know. It's pretty high. I'm moving away from the half track now. The men are motioning the brother to move forward. The surface of the coral is quite level. Although it's bumpy, but it's not, at least not jagged, not full of foam. What's the matter? Hey, spread out! Spread out! Hey, John! I'd like to be in there with you. There's a lot of fire coming in this water, but no one's
I've seen yet. I've been hurt, fortunately. It's amazing you can't see anyone in the beach. You also see a marine running along through the coconuts.
Well, there's one boy been hit. One boy's been hurt now. They're putting him into the rubber boat. Four men putting him into the rubber boat. I don't know who it is. Can't see him. But he has been hurt. And he's lying on his side. Another boy's just been hurt. No boy's been hit. But I think he's been killed. The officer is hollering at him to get him. No, he's all right. He's climbed into the rubber boat. I guess he's all right. There's a lot of fire around us now. We're almost at shore. I should say about 100 feet or a little more from shore. There are two Marines now in our rubber boat. Another boy's just been hurt. He's hanging onto the tail with both arms. Hey, tell him to stop while they stick a guy in the tail. Oh, there's one Marine lying on his back. Now we're at the beach. There's one Marine lying on his back with blood pouring out of him into the water. And here, we're reaching the beach now. We're going to come up on it. And there's fire all around us, and the Marines are still on the beach. They have not made any further headway. At least there's a whole, must be two or three ways here on the beach. In fact, all of the half tracks are lined up now around us on the beach. None of them have been able to move past here. There go the corpsmen are walking around. They don't seem to be taking any cover. They're walking upright, looking for casualties, moving from one guy to the next. Men are jumping back and forth next to us. Now some of the Marines are motioning for the next wave to come in. And here comes another half-track behind us with men coming in after us. They're waiting too. I don't think we've left any men in the water.